Welcome back Inside the Huddle with Susan Casper, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, and we're about to talk to the head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs, Coach McCullough. Coach, thanks for calling in this morning.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, it just seems like if it isn't kind of bad luck, I don't know what kind of luck you have. You're starting to play very, very well, and then out at Clinton Central, Kai Kirby goes down with a broken wrist.
Yeah, that hurt in a lot of ways, I think. You know, first of all, he's a competitor. He's got some speed, some quickness. He helps handle the ball. He scores the ball for us. He can defend. You know, and then he's a leader on the court for us. So, you know, there's a lot of tangibles and intangibles involved in that, but. You know, he was going in on a take to the basket, came down, broke his wrist, and so that's a blow. You know, when you take one of your primary scorers, your primary ball handlers, and one of your top defenders, you take him out of the lineup, man, that really is a blow to the team.
Well, the last ball game we got to broadcast was when you were out at Clinton Central, and man, Quincy Perry has really come out and played very, very well coming down the home stretch for you.
He has, you know, he's such a nice young man, and I say that because I wish he was a little meaner sometimes, and I wish you know, because he's got some very good tools to work with. I mean, he's athletic, and he's got some quick hands and speed. He can jump. He's got a nice shot, and he's played some really good basketball for us. I would like to see him be just a little more consistent and a little more tough and aggressive, because I think that would really turn his game on. But he's done a really nice job for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Victor Cruz also, since he's come back from his challenges, gotten himself straightened around. He, too, has been a pretty dominant inside guy and an outside shooter for you.
Yeah, he's really improved. You could see it in the fall. I mean, he did a really nice job in preparing in the fall. Got shots up, got in the weight room. You know, just did a lot of work in the off season. And I think that's carried over for him. He's playing with a lot of confidence, and he should. You know, he goes to the boards. You know, he's very shifty, cagey around the basket. Uses the shot fake, and you know, then he steps out the 3-point line. He's been shooting the ball pretty well for us. But he's been pretty consistent for us, and he's got an air of toughness about him I like, and he's really provided a really nice calming effect. We even helped, you know, here lately he's even helped handle the ball, and you know, for the most part, man, I think he's really done a nice job of, you know, sometimes you just need somebody to calm you down and to make not a spectacular pass, just the right pass, you know, I think that he's really helped out. And he's got us buckets, he's got us rebounds, and helped us on the defensive end, that's for sure.
Well, I know that you had a nice run going on, beating Western Boone, Rossville, Benton Central on a good ball game against them, and then Clinton Central. Now you're in the midst of a three-game losing streak, and you're 8-9. I know this is a crazy question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When you took over, do you feel like you're in a position that you thought you could be in, or were you expecting to be better than what you are right now?
I was absolutely expecting to be better than we are right now. And I think there's several factors involved in that. You know, if you would have told me at this time where we'd be record-wise, I would have said, no, we'll be better than that. And I fully believe we would have been had we had our team intact day one, with really good buy-in. We've We played 17 games. We've had three games where our team's been intact, for whatever reason. So 3 out of 17, that's not a very good percentage.
I know. You have a lot of seniors on your ball team. You're going to be graduating a lot of kids, and which means now that new faces will be coming in for the following year. But, you know, my theory on that, Coach, now is that now they know you. They know what to expect. At least I'm going to hope that's what it is. And you'll be able to move, I think, major steps forward from this point on. What do you think?
Well, yeah, we're going to be losing some good seniors that have contributed this year. We also are going to have four guys back that will have a good amount of experience too. So that'll be four guys that would be really good to build around. But, you know, we got to set the expectations and try to set a standard. And I'll be honest, I think there was, with some things that happened with extracurriculars and injuries and, and I'm not sure that everybody was bought in for a while. And, I feel very comfortable saying that that I think our best basketball is to come in the last part of the season here. It'd be nice to be fully healthy. I mean, not only was Kirby out, but Farley was out after having a real good game against West Lafayette, and he hurt an ankle. So, I think if we could get people back and healthy, we're moving the ball better, we're understanding things better, accepting things better. So I feel like, I feel good where we're at. Absolutely not from a one loss, but from a standpoint of getting better, I think we're making positive strides.
Our guest this morning is the Frankfort Hot Dog coach, Dave McCulloch. Hey, Coach, I've watched you several years ago, the summer of before 2020 shortened season. You guys, when you were at Shenandoah, played over at Purdue. The Clinton Prairie team played over at Purdue that year. My son was over there. Really good Clinton Prairie ball team led by Bailey Good. Ended up winning 20-some ball games. But we played you over there in that summer league, and, man, we just got shellacked by a really good Shenandoah team. That I think maybe you guys won the sectional, and then that was your COVID, took everybody out. But what my point is here to Hot Dog fans is when you get everybody dialed in, everybody on the same page, this guy can coach and his teams can play.
Well, I don't know. I'm not touching that one. All I know is that, kids got to be on the same page and they got to work. And, that it's not a, it's not a 4-month, 5-month thing. I mean, you got to put the time in. You got to get shots up. You got to work on your ball hand. You got to play. You got to compete against good competition. There's kids that are playing organized basketball from the time they're in kindergarten, first grade. And they're handling the ball and playing in leagues and. I've seen that, and that's that makes a huge difference because if you just play when it's snowing out, you're behind the boat there. So, I've been very fortunate because we've had kids that have done a great job of buying in, a great job of working at it, and had some really good, obviously really good players. Or I wouldn't be where I am right now. I can tell you that.
Well, Coach, you made a great point about the fact that by the time the end of the season comes around, you guys are going to be hopefully hitting on all cylinders. I felt that way from the very beginning. I've told a lot of individuals that the Frankfort Hot Dogs is not going to be a team that if you're looking at, man, we need an easy win in the tournament, let's draw Frankfort. That's not going to be the case. And at the Clinton Central ball game, I could see just based on faces and the way the kids are playing, they are starting to buy in. They understand their roles. They understand you now. And I think that if Kirby not gotten hurt, it's the next man up, that it would make it even a more dangerous ball team. But, I still think that it's a sectional. It's a doable, winnable sectional for the Hot Dogs. And you're finding the kids that can put it together.
Well, that's what we're hoping for. I'll be honest, when we walk on the court, it's not, I hope we can win this one. I mean, we go on the court, I'm thinking, we're going out to win. It's just a matter of if it's going to be a close game or if we're going to blow them out, I mean, I think that's the mentality we're trying to develop. Obviously, it's not there yet, but, when we take the court, I expect to win. That's what I want kids and coaches to believe in. I mean, that's the way it, that's expectation. So, that's what we're shooting for.
Well, Coach, as the boys start to wind down towards the tournament, your schedule becomes not as busy, I guess I want to say, where you're not playing Friday, Saturday. You're now getting into playing once a week. That probably benefits the direction that you're trying to get to right now.
Now we got a double weekend coming up. We played Thursday night and lost a tough one on Thursday. But we got next week, we got North Montgomery, and then we were supposed to play Hamilton Heights, but they canceled on it back around Christmas. So we picked up McCutcheon. So we got a Friday, Saturday, and then we come back the next 2 weeks. We play Tuesday, Friday, which is a sectional format to play middle of the week and then play Friday. So I kind of like that. So just to experience the midweek and then turn around and play 2 days, 3 days later. So, we got seven games left, I believe, six games left. So it's a double weekend. It's Tuesday, Friday. So it's hard to believe, but, we're just a couple weeks away from the draw right now.
Yeah. Coach, is the McCutcheon game at Everett Case?
It is, yes. It'll be at Case Arena.
Yeah, we're always looking for a telecast to do. If you were away, we'd try to grab you and put you on Hoosierland TV.
I believe you're hosting the sectional again this year, right, Coach?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
That's very good to hear, because there's too many years Frankfurt's going places way from here, and that's an awesome facility. And I think you guys are be playing well enough down the stretch here. There doesn't look like to me any clear front runner coming out of that sectional. There are a lot of really good even ball teams that anything could happen.
Well, I think that's absolutely the case. And, the good thing about it is, depending on the draw, we may have a chance to avenge a couple losses from earlier in the season. So that's always fun to do, somebody got you earlier in the season and then you play them in a sectional to try to avenge that loss if they got you. So, we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we really, really appreciate you calling in this morning and talking. You got one more question?
Yep, we got to know who you're picking at 4 o'clock today, IU or Purdue. That's been our topic with the other coaches this morning.
Oh, Lord. You want
to... Or just give us what your synopsis of the game might go like.
My synopsis? if IU plays well, they upset them. And if I had to put money on it, I'd pick Purdue the way they're playing. I think IU has... I think they've got some awfully good pieces individually. Personally, I think Purdue plays a little bit better as a team, and I think right now Purdue has a little bit more toughness from what they've shown mentally and physically. Where's Coverdale played for me, went down to IU, and I've followed IU basketball since, I won't even give you the year, but it's been a long time. I almost went to Purdue. My brothers went to Purdue. So I've watched them and respected them for years. Always enjoyed watching them play. So I'm looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be a battle down there in Bloomington. People, you have to strap them up, man, get ready, because I think it's going to be a barn burner.
Great.
Yeah, Hoosier basketball at its finest. They don't get any better than in Indiana.
Oh, no, it's what a great, talk to people. And I was fortunate. My son is down at Hanover trying to play some basketball. And so we went out to a tournament in Virginia, and Mike Krzyzewski's grandson was playing for the other team. And a two-day tournament. Well, second day, he was sitting about three rows in front of me, so I went down and talked to him and just wanted to shake his hand. And I said, well, I tried to coach a little basketball in Indiana. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, where at? And I said, Frankfurt. I said, I'm a hot dog. He goes, oh, I know where Frankfurt is. I go, yeah, Blue Chips. He goes, oh, yeah, Blue Chips. And he goes, what a great state for basketball. If you got somebody like Krzyzewski talking about that, you know, it can't be all bad.
Yeah,
that's an awesome story.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who know where Frankfurt is, and they understand who the hot dogs are. And I know, Coach, that you're trying to instill that into your players. And once you get that taken care of, we'll be in good shape, brother.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on that.
All right. Well, again, thanks for calling in, Coach. We've been talking with Coach Dave McCall of the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. Go get them this coming week, and let's get a big win for the Hot Dogs and get you on the right stretch.
Well, we're hoping we can, we got the game with, you know, McCutcheon we picked up, but we got Westville coming in too, so we got a couple bigger schools. That's, good competition for the tournament.
That's good. Good call. All right. Thanks again, Coach. Appreciate you. We've been listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.